Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We all had a pretty drastic transformation in this film. And what was helpful, I think, was knowing we had to emulate them step for step, move for move in the Live Aid sequence at the end. So we got our physicality thrown in there quite quickly. We had a movement teacher named Polly Bennett who helped all of us immensely throughout. But there was so much time, I think, collectively watching all the archival footage and picking things up left and right that we just kept in our back pocket.
Yeah. Do you, Rami, in particular, did you study his movement, his speech patterns? Because it's uncanny. I was a music DJ then.
Yeah.
And played all of his hits and remember the nothing more than 3 minute rule that they had back then. I was also, you know, sort of in the forefront of the AIDS crisis, the darkest days of the AIDS crisis, and this movie is so celebratory, nostalgic, and tragically nostalgic for me in so many ways. But I mean, you must have had to capture all those nuances to make it so perfect.
Well, I really appreciate the way you articulated that, because the film is all of those things. To be quite honest, I fell in love with him. And I think when you fall in love with someone, you just start taking those things on. Somehow, it's almost by osmosis. They seep into you. And he is becomes quite a hero of mine now, even more so now than once I filmed.
Yeah. Guys, do you think so also? I mean, I think this why this movie works so well. It's not just about Freddie, and it's not just about the nostalgia, but it's about so much more. It's all good movies have to be. It has to be about so much more. The relationships, the you know, being family and not being family, and acceptance and non-acceptance, don't you think? I'm just going down the line. And
yeah, I think it's about belonging. It's about finding your people, I think. And they found it amongst themselves, the four of them as a band. But I think also that's what they give to their audience, is that sense of belonging, that sense of having a place and being able to celebrate who you are as an individual.
Yeah, I'll just go down the line to Ben.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got everybody right.
That's all right.
Yeah, the same?
Sure, yeah, I think family is definitely an important theme within this movie, you know, seeing what it takes for a band to have been so successful and make such great music for such a long period of time and still kind of stay together throughout the many fights, the many squabbles, the many, you know, all of that stuff. So I think it's definitely important. And, the audience becomes Queen's extended family, you know, like Freddie was including everyone in the auditorium. So, yeah, I think family's definitely an important theme of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you see in the Another One Bites the Dust sequence how that scene sort of starts with them fighting and almost coming to blows, and then a cool riff or something musical sort of stops them and brings them back together. And you sort of see how, like, they always would come back to that. They would always remember that there was something bigger, right? That any of the little squabbles, they'll fall out, they'll not want to see each other for a little while, but they'll get over it. And because they know that what they had was so special together that they never wanted to give that up.